Well, welcome to Birmingham. And I should say, welcome to Solihull. But when I arrived in Birmingham, no problem at all. Airport didn't seem very big. What a weird sound. I'm in the bedroom here. And, well, what was it like? I arrived there. And then I had three options. Walk, which is about an hour and a half. I could drive there in a car, hire one and drive. I could get a bus, or I could get an Uber. So I went for the Uber. Very nice man from somewhere, I will say, in the Indian subcontinent. Not sure if that's really a phrase I should be using anymore, but I don't know where he was from. He spoke glowingly about Solihull, because I asked him, is this a place where well-off people live? Well, he didn't give me an answer to that, but he did say, this is a place which has got lovely greenery, green trees, etc. So that was lovely to hear. And this hotel is just minutes walk from the centre of Solihull. So I arrive, get out of the Uber, and who in front of me but do I meet but two Toastmasters. Well, one of them is definitely a Toastmaster, Teresa Rhodes, who she said to me, you know what, you were the last person, she said to me, that I saw last year in Portlaoise, where last year's conference was. But she's a mature woman who is in great form, it seems, and Peter, who's with her, probably, but I don't know for sure, her husband, he lip reads. So she told me that, which was great, because I could then talk to both of them. And they're getting out of their car, and out comes then the conference organiser, Tanya Barad, and her mother, Mish, who's also a conference organiser. We have, you know, greetings, hugs. And then to check in, I'm sharing a room with Matty Behan, member of Blarney Toastmasters, the club I'm in. And also, he has an amazing job title. I don't think there's another one in the world of Toastmasters. He is the district official timer. Yeah, that's another story. Anyway, I then met Murray Dillon, who will be the district director next year. I don't know why I'm dropping all these names, because people listening to this will have no idea who these people are. She comes from Kerry originally. She lives in Dublin. She has loads of family down in Kerry. And her dad died not very long ago. So there we are. Oh, her husband was carrying about 8 smallish bottles of water. I guess it's a better value to go out to the supermarket and bring your water into the room here. But there we are. So this is the second of my pieces of audio chronicling my experience at this conference. So I'm now just going to hang up a few bits of clothes and go downstairs, and I'll bet you there'll be loads of people in the bar. And in the meanwhile, back to the studio. Oh, P.S. I must add that the size of this bedroom for two of us, it must be nearly, it's definitely twice the size of the hotel bedrooms that my wife and I were in Japan. I'd say it's even bigger than that. The bathroom is, in comparison, very large. Yeah, and there's room in between the two single beds.